but still our hearts in God's presence and come before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come now to the preaching of Thy Word. I am trusting Thee for power. Thine shall never fail. Words that Thou Thyself hast given me must prevail. We ask in Jesus' name for God's eternal glory. Amen. I draw your attention to the 20th chapter of the book of the Revelation and to the verses 12 and 15. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is one of the great chapters of the Word of God. Revelation chapter 20. And as we look at these words here in this portion of God's Word, our hearts are solemnized as we are brought before the great white throne of judgment. The Bible tells us here in verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them." We are brought to the judgment. We are brought to the judge. And we are brought to the judge. What a solemn time that will be. What a time of scrutiny. The searching out of the hearts and lives of men, women, and young people. There will be no hiding place then. Many there are in this world today who think they will never be called to account. But the Word of God clearly states, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. The Bible says every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Oh, it is possible for people to escape the detection of the authorities in this world. But in the afterlife, in the hereafter, they will be called to account. There will be no hiding place then in God's so great eternity. The all-seeing eye of God will search out the deepest recesses of our being, and all will be uncovered in the unparalleled scrutiny of that day. That day of great searching out, when all will be uncovered, all will be revealed on that great and terrible day of the Lord. It will be a day when men and women and young people who have lived their lives in rejection of Jesus Christ will experience the awful consequences of their Christ rejection. It is a day of awful dread, a day of damnation for the ungodly, for the unrighteous, and for the unsaved. And the Word of God tells us here in Revelation chapter 20 that the books were opened. What awful consequences for those who are there on that great judgment day. And I want to speak this morning on the subject, the opening of the books. First of all, I want you to see the extent of these books. The Bible tells us here the books were opened. It's not just one book, but a plurality of books. For example, here we have the book of God's omniscience. When we think of that term, omniscience, we think of God being the all-knowing God. He knows all things. He knows everything about us. And all things about man will be revealed by the opening of this book, by the God who knoweth all things. There is nothing hidden from the eye of Him with whom we have to do. In any scrutiny of man upon earth, something may easily be missed. In many cases, it may be an even vital piece of evidence. But not so with God. Every shred of evidence is there. Every piece of vital information. The book of God's omniscience. And then we have the book of God's remembrance, in which are recorded all of the deeds done in the body. On that day, everything will be recalled. Even things that other people have forgotten about, that we ourselves feel to remember, they will be recalled then. It would be like me this morning, if it were possible, to pull down a screen behind this pulpit and put on that screen and throw up on that screen all of your life. How would you feel about that this morning? Would it be embarrassing for you today? For me to put up, if it were possible for me to do that, all of your life, and all of your deeds, and all of your doings in this world, every detail of your life, my friend, in God's book of remembrance, every detail of your life will be revealed. Nothing will be undercover, but all will be seen in the book of God's remembrance. And then, of course, there's the book of life's secrets. All the dark, hidden secrets of your life. Recently, we have seen a whole list of people, even celebrities in this world. All their dark secrets are coming out. Things that they have done. Things that they have been involved in, dark things, devious things, defiling things, damnable things, they're all coming out. But my friend, while the evidence has been gathered amongst men, how much more will it be so on the day of God's judgment? On the day when men stand before God, small and great, people of all colors and creeds and classes of this world, they will stand before the all-seeing eye of God. How will it be with you, my friend, on that day? When you stand there before the scrutinizing eye of God, the all-searching, all-seeing eye of the Most High, how will it be with you then? The book of life's secrets. The books were opened. We've heard about the opening of the books in the sense of accountancy. And all is revealed as to the transactions of a particular business or a charity, etc., etc., is concerned. But here, in the opening of the books, all is revealed as far as our lives are concerned. Nothing is overlooked. Nothing is conveniently swept under the carpet. The Bible says in Romans 2:16, in that day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. And surely this book will reveal the secret dealings in the hearts of men by the Spirit of God. The strivings of the Spirit as the Word has been preached. The work of conviction of sin in your heart and life over a period of time, and perhaps even as you sit in this gathering today, the Holy Spirit of God is working upon your heart. The resisting of the Spirit's dealings. The rejection of the gospel message and the refusal to come to Christ in repentance and faith, all will be shown in regard to the many, many opportunities that you have had to settle the matter of your soul's salvation, another of which is given to you this morning in the service. And how even now you can come to Christ and be saved, dare you leave this building. And how even now you can be born again of the Spirit of God, even before you leave this house of God today. You remember Felix? He trembled when he heard Paul speak of these things and heard him reason about the things of grace, and how he trembled, but he said, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." And he rejected Christ. He procrastinated. He put off the day of his salvation. He never had another opportunity. And friend, you may not have another opportunity beyond now of coming to Christ. You need to be saved today. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Remember that man, that King Agrippa. He was almost persuaded, but he was not altogether. And he never came to Christ. And perhaps you could say today that you're very near the kingdom of God, but you're not in the kingdom. You've never come to Christ. Never been saved. Oh, that you might be saved today. Think of Judas Iscariot. In the very presence of Christ, hearing the very words of Christ, seeing the very works of Christ. But the Bible says he went out and it was night. And Judas Iscariot, along with Felix and Agrippa and many, many others, men and women and young people down through the centuries of time, will stand before the judgment throne of God when the books are opened. You will stand, my friend, on that day. The Bible says here, another book was opened, which is the book of life. Look at verse 12. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. The book of life, this is another book. The book of the Scriptures. The statute book of heaven, the rule of life. This book is opened as containing the law, the touchstone by which the hearts of men are tried. The book determines matters of right, and other books that give evidence of matters of fact. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. It will be opened on that day when we stand before God, my friend. The extent of these books. But I want you to see, secondly, this morning, the examination through these books. Look at verse 12 again. The dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. The works of man, whether they be good or whether they be evil. By their works, men shall be justified or men shall be condemned. And the evidence will be looked at closely and clearly. Are your works righteous or are they unrighteous? Think of the Pharisee and the publican there in Luke's Gospel. They went up to the temple. And the Pharisee, of course, is engaging in his ritualistic praying, in his self-righteous praying. He's promoting himself. He's boasting about his own goodness. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. But my friend, his own righteousness was unacceptable to God. And yet the publican prayed yet that simple but sincere prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Bible says he went down to his house justified. Saved, in other words. He was righteous, and the other man, the Pharisee, was unrighteous. You think of Cain and Abel there in Genesis chapter 4. The one man was righteous and the other man was unrighteous. Bringing his own works, the works of his own hands to the Lord as an offering, whereas Abel brought the lamb. And of course, Abel was justified in the sight of God, the Lamb, speaking of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you may have today the commendation of this world. You may have the acclaim of men. But have you the commendation of God? It is only as you have experienced the work of God's salvation in your heart, and you've come as a sinner to the Lord Jesus Christ and experienced His so great salvation, that you will be accepted by God. Have you trusted in the work of Christ on the cross for your salvation? Have you experienced His salvation today? If you have not, then it will be recorded in the books against your name. Has God got the record of your salvation this morning? If He hasn't, then you're not saved. And the record of your salvation will not be in the books, because you've never come to Christ. Oh, that you might come to Christ today and be saved. You know, in a court case, in a court of law, the evidence is presented. And then at the end, the sentence is given according to the weight of evidence, guilty or not guilty. And God has been gathering all of the evidence in regard to the multitudes of mankind, including you and I. What will it mean for you today? That depends upon what you've done with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you've received Him or whether you've rejected Him, will it be the words of condemnation? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, or it will be the words of commendation. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. When we listen to the words of the Apostle Paul at the end of his life, we have no doubt about his works. We have no doubt what was recorded against his name. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. My friend, he said in 2 Corinthians 5 that he had a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. You see, he was righteous, he was saved. To be absent from the body, he said, and to be present with the Lord. And for all who have a living faith in Jesus Christ, the judgment holds no dread or fear. But for those who are out of Christ, you ought to tremble at the thought of judgment today. You ought to be troubled at the thought of what is written in God's books against your name. Oh, I urge you today to get the record settled with the Lord. Have written in there your conversion to Christ, your new birth, the fact that you're saved, you've been to Jesus for the cleansing power, you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Well, that you might come this morning and know the cleansing power His precious blood. The examination through the books. But then I want you to see the execution by this book. Look at verse 15 of Revelation chapter 20. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Is your name in the book of life? If your name is not in the book of life, your end will be everlasting punishment. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. There shall in no wise enter into it, that's heaven, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life will enter into heaven. Is your name written there? On that page bright and fair? In that book of God's keeping. Is your name written there? Well, your name may be on the roll of the church, even on the roll of this church today. But friend, if your name's not in God's book, you'll not be in heaven. You'll not be in heaven, friend. Oh, your name may be in some other organization, and you say, I'm on such and such. But if your name's not in the book of life, you'll not be in heaven, friend. If it's not in the Lamb's book of life, you'll be lost for all of God's eternity. Notice the surety of this punishment. There's absolutely certainty about it. Notice the severity of this punishment. It is the punishment of the lake of fire. Well, there are people today who pussyfoot around this and say, well, there is punishment, but they don't speak about the lake of fire. They don't speak about hell, but the Bible warns us about hell this morning. And the severity of this punishment. You look at Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 48, and you'll discover there in that portion of God's Word, it mentions the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Several times in that passage of God's Word, it emphasizes, it re-emphasizes it. It underlines it. Think of Luke 16, the rich man with all his fare and all his finance and all his finery. But he ended up in hell. In hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Though it is absolutely sure that if you die in your sins, your portion will be the portion of the Christ rejecter. But the Bible says, escape for thy life, lest thou be consumed. Turn ye, for why will you die? Ye need not perish this morning, for Christ has died upon the cross. He has died to purchase salvation for sinners. Seek him now. Turn while the Savior in mercy is calling, and steer for the harbor bright, for how do you know but your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight. Upon the golden seashore sand I wrote my name one day. The waves came in, and when they left, my name had passed away. Upon the shifting sands of time, men write their names today. But when eternal years roll in, their names will pass away. Upon the spotless book of life, God wrote my name one day. Eternal years can never take that God-penned name away. My name is there forever, through all of God's endless day. For he who died to write it there has put it there to stay. Oh, my friend, is your name in the Lamb's book of life? The books were open. I was reading the story recently that in the precincts of the ancient castle of Edinburgh, hidden from sight, there is there a casket, a steel casket. And within that casket, hidden from all human eyes, lies a book which contains the names of every Scotsman who gave his life in the Great War, 1914 to 1918. But in the book of Revelation, written by the Apostle John, as he labored there in the Isle of Patmos, the Bible says, and we've quoted already, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And I suggest to you, and I put it to you today, that the names of the sons of Scotland written in Scotland's book of remembrance will endure well nigh as long as this old world endures. But the names which are written in the Lamb's book of life will endure to the furthest bounds of God's eternity. They will endure forever and forever. Make sure your name's in God's book, my friend. Make sure your name's in the book of life. You say, preacher, how can I make sure? You can make sure if you come to Christ this morning. And even just where you are, come as a sinner to Jesus and call upon the name of the Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The books were opened. May the Lord apply His Word to our hearts today. Let us pray. Father, indelibly write upon every heart the truth of Thy Word this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.